differently than it is. But that's not what we're getting at. As you consistently hold yourself in the image of that which you desire, all of that stuff that you've thrown into your vibrational escrow, all of it is there waiting for you. And when you tune into it, you will find your body conforming to that image. But that may be the trickiest thing of all, because you take yourself with you everywhere you go, and your opinions of yourself are very well entrenched, you see. That's why we keep talking, that's why we've been playing with you so hard about getting in the vortex relative to all subjects. And we also say, start with the easier things.
Right.
And your opinion about yourself is usually not even close to the top of that list.
I think it's not really the opinion of myself, of course it's there, but it's the bombarding of advertising constantly.
Which affects your opinion.
It does, but it's also, I find it offensive. It's almost, I don't want, like I'm driving my car like this, trying to avoid billboards, I don't watch television, watch news.
But here's the thing that we want you to hear. Do you believe that your inner being, who is in that vortex, do you believe that your inner being finds things in advertisements or billboards that it pushes against?
Yes.
No. The source within you never pushes against that. And when you do, use that as your excuse to be different from your inner being.
Absolutely.
Every time you feel negative emotion, you can accurately say, my opinion and the opinion of my source vary in this moment.
Yes, that's what I...
Every time you feel negative emotion.
Yeah.
Don't you love knowing that?
Yes.
So when you're mad at someone who by all physical accounts deserves your wrath, and you are really going after it in some strong way, and you feel anger and discord and overwhelmment and powerlessness, stop and say, this isn't about that. I'm just using that as my excuse to separate myself from source, which means the source within me feels different about that. So if source is not pushing against that, what is source doing? Allowing it.
Yeah.
If source is not hating that, what's source doing? Loving it.
Right. I get it.
Loving, in other words, that's what unconditional love is.
Yes.
Being in alignment with love regardless of the condition. Now, we hear you say, well, what about awful things? Are you saying that source loves it when somebody does something awful to another? And we say, no, we're saying that source is not vibrationally active on that subject. And when you are vibrationally active on that subject, you use that to separate yourself from source. Find out what source is vibrationally active on and align with that.
Yes. So I've been working with the words that you had on one of the CDs that I was listening to repetitively, which is, what is it that I'm thinking about you?
What is it that I'm using about you as my excuse to not be, and let's take it further, to not be who you have actually caused me to become? We started here a few days ago, didn't we? That here is this contrasting rascal that causes you to want to be this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could turn and give your attention to that as the source within you is doing, you would feel only appreciation for this escalation in evolution and in your expanded state of being. But when instead of doing what the source within you does, instead you look back at the reason that you expanded, and now you use the very reason that caused your expansion as the reason to not take the expansion, then you're extra, 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 extra mad at them. Because you're tied to them, because they were part of your expansion, and you're not letting it totally be the expansion that they were part of, you see.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
That is the most powerful thing that we have concluded as a result of our time together. In other words, when you get it, when you make peace with those who bother you most, then you get the benefit of what they inspired you to.
Thank you. I have one more question. Is it okay?
Give it to us fast.
It's very fast. It's a yes or a no answer. Do you have any pull with Esther and Jerry and who you're hiring in your organization? Are they looking for a graphic designer?
None whatsoever. They never listen to us.
Oh.
What they do is they...